I know that there are many who are not here this morning, and I am behind myself because I forgot to put the sermon up here this morning. Fathers, did you know that Father's Day is actually a relatively young national holiday? There is a lady by the name of Jane Addams who wrote in 1911. She says, "Poor father has been left out in the cold. He doesn't get much recognition." And she says, I believe that it would be a good thing if he had a day that would mean recognition for him." That's back in 1911. Now, 61 years later, that'd be 1972, Richard Nixon signed a bill into law making Father's Day a national holiday. Now, how many years has it been since 1971? 54? So relatively a young holiday. You know, and I'm happy today that we recognize this day as Father's Day. You know, the first four of the Ten Commandments deal with our relationship with God, and the remaining six instruct us about our relationship with our fellow human beings, fathers included. And the first of these human relationship commands reads in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, "Honor thy father and thy mother. Honor thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long upon the earth which the Lord thy God giveth thee." Now, maybe somebody's saying, "Well, you know, that's an Old Testament. You know, that's one of the Ten Commandments, you know, and we truly don't follow along or obey the Ten Commandments," but you'd be wrong. How do I know? Well, because Paul basically said exactly the same thing in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 2 and 3. "Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment." Exodus 20, verse 12. "With promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." Seven times in the Old Testament and six times in the New Testament. So how many times is that? 13? The phrase "honor thy father and mother" is mentioned. So do you truly believe and think that honoring fathers, honoring mothers is something that we should follow today, not just on the national holiday of Father's Day or Mother's Day, but this command, you know, honor thy father and thy mother, is a command to do every day. We don't simply honor our fathers if they're good to us. We don't simply honor our fathers if they give us and the things that we want. The command is to honor thy father and thy mother. It's that simple. And if we do, there's a chance that we will live long on this earth. You know, most of you know that my dad passed away just recently. 93 years old. Brother Don is 93 years old. To be honest with you, I don't think I want to live that long. I really don't. With my health issues, I probably won't. So, and you know, that's another story. But this is a command with promise. Honor thy father and thy mother, that it may do what? What's it say there? That thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. Give honor to your parents, and you will be a person whose life will be a quality existence, although the person, you know, who lives respectful of their parents has a much better chance for a long life. I believe that the primary theme is a quality living. If we honor our fathers and our mothers, it would probably help us to get along a lot better with mom and dad, wouldn't it? You know, I'm just as guilty as probably everybody else. Sometimes, you know, my dad and I kind of butted heads, as they say. But you know what? I didn't disrespect him. The reason that God included this command, I believe, is that obedience is against our human nature, isn't it? We have a tendency to fight authority, whether it be the authority of God or the authority of our presence. I know when I was growing up and I got into my teen years, especially, you know, 15, 16, 17, I wanted to be free. How many of y'all remember that movie, Born Free? That was back in the 70s, I believe. But it was about, if I remember correctly, two lion cubs. I wanted to be free. You know, I was tired of living under my father's roof and his rules and regulations. I wanted to do my own thing. I wanted to have it my way. Oh, you know what Dad said? Y'all probably know this phrase very well. Son, it's my way or the highway. But I honored my mother and my father. Even though I didn't agree with a lot of things that they said and done, I honored them. Even though I wanted to be free, even though I wanted to do my own thing, I did not disrespect them. So today, as we honor our fathers, there's something that I read a few years ago that I want to share with you today, and it's simply titled Father. Some of you have probably seen this on social media somewhere along the line. When my child was 4 years old, the child said, "My daddy can do anything." Yeah. At 4 years old, you look at your dad as being the one that could literally move mountains. Well, then the child becomes 7 years old and it says, you know, my dad knows a lot, a whole lot. Then the child becomes 12. Oh, well, dad doesn't know everything. You know how the 12-year-olds are itching to be 13, and then they start believing, you know, well, dad don't know everything. 14. Well, dad is just simply, hopelessly old-fashioned. You know what our kids said to us when they was about 13, 14, 15 years old? We would say, you know, son, daughter, we didn't do that when I was your age. You know what their response was? Well, yeah, Dad, you lived back in the dinosaur days. Meaning he was saying I was old and old-fashioned, didn't know anything. 21 years old. Dad is simply out of date. What do you expect? He's getting old. Then the child turns 25. He knows a little bit about it, but not much. Then when the child gets to be about 30 years old, they come to find out. They want to find out what Dad thinks about it. Let's go talk to Dad. You can ask Dorothy. Many times I said that to her. Let's see what Dad thinks. But, you know, the thing about it is it wasn't always my dad. It was her dad also. 35 years old. Let's talk to Dad first. Let's get the meaning of what Dad has to say first. 50 years old. What would Dad have thought about it? You know, as we get older, we tend to come to the conclusion that our fathers truly did know a lot. Age 60, my dad literally knew everything. 65. I wish I could talk it over with Dad again. But you know what? In society today, many are searching for a model father because they've not had that model father in their life. But you know, Jesus told a story that is probably one of the most appreciated stories. Now, other than Jesus Christ and Him crucified, I believe that this story is one of the most appreciated stories in the entire Bible. And most of you can probably guess what it is. It's the story, the parable of the prodigal son. We all know the story. The man becomes of age. He wants his inheritance. The dad gives it to him. He goes off and he squanders his inheritance in riotous living. He ends up not able to support himself. He's not able to feed himself. So he ends up eating with the pigs. And then when he came to himself, he said, you know what? The servants in my dad's house has it better than I do. I'm going to go back and make things right with my dad, and I hope he will accept me back as a servant. But you know what happened? Yeah, dads are like this, okay? His son run off, squandered the inheritance that he gave him. The dad, you know, most dads would have been, well, son, you made your bed. Go ahead and lie in it. No, what did the prodigal son's dad do? When he seen him coming afar off, what did he do? He ran out to meet him. Hugged him, kissed him. And you know the rest of the story. Father did not accept him back as a servant, but he accepted him back as he was, a son. Fathers are like that. What is a model father? A model father teaches the truth from infancy up. A model father has respect for individual autonomy. Fathers know that each child is different. And what thing worked with this child does not maybe work with the other child or on down the line. The father knows exactly what each child needs. A model father won't stand in the way of consequences. You do bad things, there's consequences. Dad is not going to stand in the way of it, because that's how you teach. That action results in consequences, whether good or bad. A model father has a love that refuses to give up. Do you think the prodigal son's father ever gave up on his son that ran off? I'll guarantee you he didn't. Fathers don't give up on their children, no matter what they do. A model father is forgiving. Most of us know that firsthand, because all of us at one time in our life have disobeyed our fathers and our mothers. But fathers and mothers will forgive. So just who is this man that we call dad? You have one. I have one. But who is he? I kind of want to break the word father down into letters and see what we can come up with. First letter, F. Father is faithful. He is a man who is steadfast, a man who is consistent. He's dedicated not only to his children, but also to God. And here I'm talking about Christian fathers, not fathers in the world. Yeah, you know, they may be faithful, but perhaps not to God. All right, then we see the A, accepting. A father is accepting. Even when we make mistakes and sometimes disobey him, he loves us and he will never leave us or abandon us. T. Father is a teacher. You know, the world is big and full of wonder. And dads are the ones who teach us and direct us in the ways of life. In fact, we talked about this in our Bible class this morning. Train up a child in the way he should go. Proverbs 22 and verse 6. A father is a teacher. He teaches us many things. H. A father is helpful. You know, when things break and come apart, dad is there to put the pieces all back together, not only with their toys, but also our lives. When we need help, our fathers are there, even if we think that that help that he's offering is wrong or not helpful. Many times later in life, we see that the help that dad gave was actually the very best. E. A father is an encyclopedia. It always amazed me when I discovered how much my father really knew. I'm still amazed. It amazes me when I discovered how much my father really knew, and I still learn from him things to help guide me even today, 70 years later. Fathers are a wealth of information. And you know what? It does not cost us a penny to go and tap into that knowledge. Dad, I need to understand this. I need help with this. You know, he's not going to say, well, how much money you got? He's going to offer that freely. And lastly, R, a father is reliable. Dads can always be relied on even as we grow older. We can rely on Dad for advice when we need to make an important decision. We can rely on him to be faithful. We can rely on him to be accepting. We can rely on him to be a teacher. We can rely on him to be helpful, to be full of knowledge and wisdom, and to be there when we need him most. Now, I hope that some of these things spoke about your fathers. But you know who this actually speaking of? Our Father in heaven. Is it not? Is not God faithful? Is not God accepting if we obey the gospel? Does not our Father in heaven teach us through his word? Whenever we need to understand, we can go to his word and learn. Our Heavenly Father is helpful, again, by and through his word. Again, our Father in heaven is an encyclopedia. He's given us everything that we need to know to gain salvation and to have a home in heaven when this life is over. And is not our Father in heaven reliable? Did he not say that he would not forsake us or leave us? That's being reliable. So today, as we celebrate Father's Day as a national holiday and we look to our physical, earthly fathers, let us give thanks for them and praise them. But let us not forget that ultimately our Father in heaven cares for us. The lesson is yours. If you're here this morning and are not a Christian and you'd like to obey the gospel, be baptized and have your sins washed away, would you come? Or if you're here and already a child of God, but perhaps see it in your life that you've not been as faithful as you should be, would you come as we stand and sing the song of invitation?
My strength assured. around us, thy vileness fully cleansed, till spotless, soul and pure. I am coming, Lord, coming now to thee. Wash me, cleanse me in the blood that flowed on Calvary. 'Tis Jesus calls me on to perfect faith and love, to perfect hope and peace and trust for earth and heaven above. Cleanse me in the blood that flowed on Calvary. And he assurance gives to loyal hearts and true that every promise is fulfilled to
prepare our minds for the communion. We'll turn to number 80. Beneath the cross of Jesus, number 80.